If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, it was an abrupt intro to you guys this morning, but otherwise I'm ready and as always.
We're keeping you on your toes.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's about the only thing I'm doing on my toes these days. You can't go anywhere. Bit of a challenge.
Absolutely right. And of course, that means that, that we actually using e-commerce quite a lot, but that, that our whole buying and trading behavior has changed.
There's no question. GfK are the people who track retail sales across the world and across the country actually launched a research paper. It's interesting because research often just confirms what you know is going on. But essentially, e-commerce in South Africa was around about 2% of retail sales and has sort of hung around that level for quite a few years. It's grown, but it somehow has never really hit the mainstream. And obviously with the lockdown and the inability of people to go to retail stores, and I think more than that, the scariness of getting out once you've been locked down for a while, which you and Ian were talking about, never mind work, people are scared to live these days, it seems.
Yeah.
So there's just been a massive shift towards e-commerce, and the question that everyone's asking, is this permanent? Is it going to change afterwards? And globally, things have been very interesting. For example, England recovered to almost pre-lockdown sales. And they've had a pretty draconian lockdown with a pretty heavy shutdown. And within a month of opening up, they were pretty much back to where they were. So I think people do like to go back to shops. Mm. But there's no question in South Africa, about 30% of consumers, according to GfK, say they are going to or have made an online purchase in the previous week. And 26% said they will definitely continue to do so. So it'll be very interesting to hear from the listeners what their thoughts around this are. Has the experience been what they expected? Has it worked out for them? Because a lot of people are saying that they actually want to avoid shops. They're scared of the crowds. Around about 16% of people surveyed said, and 48% of those working from home said they would rather stay at home and not get out and go and do sorts of things.
So, Stephen, you said that before lockdown, it was around about 2% of retail was online. Do we have accurate figures? Okay.
Not yet. The problem is retail sales for the period over the, obviously the hard lockdown period were down over 50%, which makes perfect sense. Yes. And that was measuring all retail sales, not just, you know, a lot of stuff was left open for emergencies like essential goods, et cetera. But that was actually one of the biggest falls globally in terms of how badly our retail was hit. So, and then there was that period where only essential sales were allowed to be done on e-commerce, even after the lockdown was relieved a little. Mm. So there've been a lot of missteps in terms of how retail was handled in South Africa. And I think it has, you know, this research is, as I said, sometimes a little bit what you know. But there's no doubt that technology and the speed, when you look at all the various elements going on here, the speed that people connected, people across all economic groups have heavily connected. They've landed up using one phone in a dwelling. You know, if times are tight, you can't have four phones, you cut back to one. But that one phone becomes your main connection to the world. And people across most economic strata are finding quicker, simpler, easier ways of getting what they need to do and using technology to do it. So I think that habit is going to be hard to break once things so-called return to normal. So what this research, the results from Vodacom and a lot of other sort of anecdotal stuff coming out of the technology space is clearly indicating that there's been a massive shift in patterns for most people. And even if we do return to the malls on the weekends as we've done in the past, and even if we do pop into the hypermarket now and then, I think that a lot of stuff will be obtained online or through electronic means. And, you know, the sound, the buzzing sound of motorbikes on a Saturday evening delivering food will become part of the urban background.
Yeah, yeah. It is phenomenal how quickly people have shifted, and again, it's become part of that conversation. You know, people are, you know, I use this site and I use that site and this works well. It's just become very much part of our conversations now.
And again, having a look at some of the e-commerce sites and the speed in the last 3 months, the speed of the maturity of e-commerce sites across the country is actually quite remarkable. From small guys to big guys, some of the big guys have still lost the plot, but I suppose it's difficult to shift the Titanic when there's no sailors in town. So, but a lot of the smaller guys have reacted incredibly quickly to try to bring their offerings onto an e-commerce platform. Even things as simple as shopping through Facebook, you know, the Facebook market and some very creative stuff going on there around liquor, which I must tell you, you can buy a whole host of goods with free bottles of something. So very, very creative stuff going on online with regard to
It just makes me wonder about the survival or the sustainability financially of these companies that own malls with all these shops. I mean, I think at the beginning of lockdown, Zara said that it was closing some of its branches. I mean, you're cutting off the rental income, you know, from those shops. And they said that. So it makes me worried a little bit, and it just makes me wonder how they are going to come out of that.
Well, that's one of the fundamental shifts. The sort of migration to the mall on the weekend, which was a social event more than just a shopping event, has definitely shifted a lot. And there's no question, you look at all the major malls, even the high-end malls, the big high-end malls, Cape Town, Joburg, are sitting with tons of empty shops. And I don't believe that many of them will get back to where they were. It's just, especially for goods and services that are easily supplied through an electronic or online platform. So speciality stores might survive, and certain high-touch type environments might survive going forward. But I think there's going to be a major restructuring in terms of the various shopping malls and what's on offer. We saw this in America over the last 5 years. This was pre-pandemic. All the stores, because of the prevalence of online shopping and the ease and the friction-free ability to buy goods online, the retail malls were becoming deserts. They were closing down. There were many pictures of these empty mega malls just lying around urban America. And for the most part, South Africa avoided that. But I think that is coming to South Africa now. We were always heavily oversupplied with malls and strip malls across the country. And I think there's going to be a bit of a retail apocalypse in that space. People are not going to be able to keep expensive shops open in expensive malls. So e-commerce definitely has played a part of that. And it's just part of the whole shift as technology rolls through. And COVID and this past 3 months has accelerated the trend, but it was definitely a trend that was coming. People can do so much from their laptops, from their smartphones, that it changes the way that you operate in many, many ways.
Absolutely right. Really, it will be interesting to see how this changes after lockdown, what remains, and how people's behavior will have completely altered forever. It is 8:47. That is Stephen Ambrose with the Tech Report. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.